Well, the feds say they're cracking down on companies marketing pot edibles in kid-friendly packaging, and we want to go deeper into that headline today on Portland's Afternoon News with cannabis advocate Jerry J-Man Joyner. Welcome back, J-Man.
Thanks, Tim, for having me on again.
We're talking about cannabis products sold in packaging that looks a lot like, say, bags of Doritos or Oreos, and the Federal Trade Commission claims the packaging is deceptive and it could pose a health risk to children. So what's your initial reaction to the health threat part of that statement? Because we're talking about products that contain THC, which is the chemical in marijuana that makes you feel high.
Tim, I think it's a huge problem, okay? And these packages, it says Doritos on there. They're bootlegging Doritos logos. What's surprising to me is that ICE isn't all over this. ICE is now in charge of counterfeit goods, okay? Used to be the Treasury Department, all those kind of things. Well, these things, to me, Frito-Lay ought to be taking a huge stance because that's their brand. Obviously, for children, that's a no-brainer. But even adults, you look at that. I looked at that. I picked it up thinking I'm getting a bag of Cheetos to go with my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And all of a sudden, I've eaten 100 milligrams of THC. First of all, that's a big issue. We got to make sure that parents, which usually are around children, don't let them have access to this. No different than locking the liquor cabinet. No different than locking up the hydrocodone or the Cascade pods look like candy. So when you make it look exactly like something, that's a huge problem.
Kids aren't necessarily getting these things from their parents, which begs the question, how are they getting a hold of them? If they're not being sold in mainstream retail shops, then they've got to be going into legal pot shops, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, there's good actors and there's bad actors, Tim, in every business. And unfortunately, in the cannabis space, in the marijuana space, the bad actors are bad, okay? They're not even as bad as what we used to call the black market. Now they like to be referred to as the legacy cannabis trade. People have been growing weed for 40 or 50 years and selling it kind of underground. But within that, okay, there's lots of foreign actors. They produce these packages in bags, okay? They take a hemp product and put some kind of chemical on this to give it the similarities to THC, and then it starts getting sold in the underground in the black markets. And so does that make it easier for kids when people are unscrupulous about what they're putting in their packaging? Certainly.
Today on Portland's Afternoon News, we're talking about companies allegedly targeting kids with cannabis edibles in packaging that looks a lot like snacks that our kids eat on a regular basis. Our guest is cannabis advocate Jerry J-Man Joyner. Jerry, it sounds like you will admit that pot companies who are doing this are giving the industry as a whole a black eye.
Oh, they're giving them two black eyes. They're kicking them in the teeth. They're trying to, that's setting us back 20 years for the growth that we've had in this century, in the way that everyone, 88% of Americans are for legal cannabis, according to a Pew Research survey, 88%. But I don't think any of us want anything that's bad, okay? Whether it is a cannabis product or a pharmaceutical product.
So how do you think we clean this up and protect the kids? Should we shut it all down and rethink how we're doing this, or is there another way?
If there were any way that we could shut down all the counterfeit products that are being made, I think we should try to do that. But the reality is that's not going to happen.
And what I meant, Jerry, was actually, should we shut down the legal industry at least temporarily and rethink this, or do you think there's a better way?
Tim, the legal industry has allowed for people that are in pain, that need relief from this. They're not wanting to get high. Okay, people selling Cheetos and Dorito knockoffs with THC, that's about getting high. That's not about something for your health. When you see something about a child that has ingested something that he thought it was candy or something, has to go to the ER, that's a terrible thing, Tim. But marijuana ER visits pale in comparison to alcohol-related incidents for children in the same age group. I mean, it's in the hundreds of thousands versus the few thousands on an annualized basis. So we need to, as a society, as parents, pay more attention to what's going on. You know, as adults, let's use moderation. Let's enjoy the recreational aspects of the plant. Let's enjoy the medicinal aspects of the plant. You know, we came a long way. I don't think that taking away our legalization, we've got 23 states now for adult use, 38 states for medicinal use, is the answer.
All right. Well, we're out of time right now. But J-Man, thanks for the time today.
Anytime, Tim. Love being on your show.